beamed great-grandfather.
I wouldn't marry that red-faced, puffy-eyed, blubbery creature,
bawled the young man.
I certainly wouldn't marry that muddy, clumsy oaf, sobbed Valentine.
Great-grandfather called a special meeting.
They seem a perfect pair, he said, but they'll not have each other. What can we do?
He's not going anywhere for a while with that broken toe, said Valentine's mother.
Let's just wait and see what happens, said her father's.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach, said her grandmother's. Feed him, said her grandfather's.
We will, said her brothers and sisters. So they did. Fortunately, they could. Valentine's crying had caused the gardens to grow as gigantic as her tears. The young man was kept comfortable and well-fed by the villagers. But he was bored with just sitting and waiting for his toe to heal. He began talking to Valentine. He told her of his travels and his loneliness. Valentine was so...